Mr. Anthony Alba, ALBA, 81788. Today is 8825. Mr. Alba is a 37-year-old gentleman, truck driver, just got married in February, has no children. On Wednesday, he noted some redness and heat around his foot. Today, his right foot is very swollen, very inflamed, and presents with tachycardia, but no nausea, vomiting, or fever, period. In a paragraph, he's gained a tremendous amount of weight. He also has a strong family history of diabetes. His blood sugar is 160. He had no idea how much that he was a diabetic. He has noticed severe tinea infection in his toes. He weighed his 260, by the way. Tinea infection in his toes, which I think is probably the culprit and the portal for the cellulitis of the right lower right foot at this time period. He does have a pulse in his foot, by the way. It's important to mention. Allergy, none. Medications, none. Medical problems, none that he knows of. Surgical problems, none. Family history, strongly positive for diabetes. Social, again, he's a truck driver, married, no children. He does smoke, he does drink. His blood sugar today is 153. He's alert, he's awake. Weight 260, 98.7, 122, 121 pulse, 129 over 87. Heart positive, 2 lungs, 3 bronchi, abdomen soft. Right lower extremity shows evidence of redness, heat, swelling, and positive pulses on the right side, positive pulses on the left side. Assessment number one, 37-year-old gentleman, de novo diabetic. Patient is being sent to the emergency room, especially because of his tachycardia, to rule out sepsis. Also need to rule out osteomyelitis. Period. The patient will need CBC, CMP, blood culture, CT of the foot at this time period. New paragraph, this was communicated with the emergency room doctor. Be a copy of a note from me today. Number one, number two, increased weight. Number three, strong family history of diabetes. Number four, tinea infection, right foot, which is probably the portal for the cellulitis of the right foot. Number five, he does have what looks like fatty liver on the X-ray. On the ultrasound. Next number, his gallbladder appears normal. Next number, his he has a strong family history of stroke. For this reason, we looked at his carotid ultrasound, which was totally within normal limits. Next one is echocardiogram is normal. This was done in face of tachycardia. Next number, he's going to the emergency room now for blood work. Next one is he's going to come back. Next one is he states that him and his mom were looking into GLP-1 treatment with injections to help him lose weight. Now, with a history of diabetes, even though I don't have an A1C, he would be his insurance should pay for some kind of GLP-1 agonist, which would help him tremendously. Next number, check CBC, check liver function test in place of fatty liver. Next one is he'll bring his copy of his blood work back with him right away. Next one is he definitely needs at least the antifungal to use on his foot, along with an antibiotic regimen, which we'll address after he comes back from the emergency room. Thank you.